and I have mixed emotions about my announcement for this evening. I'm going to read off this so I don't get too emotional, but the trajectory of a 39 career of someone who I have the utmost respect for, our Director of Public Safety and Chief of Police, Tom Nolan. I'm going to read off some of his accomplishments, and this will speak for itself. March 27th, 1985, going back that far, we hired Tom Nolan as a police officer for Upper Marion Township. 1992 to 1995, he became a detective. July 9th, 1998, he was promoted to sergeant in the patrol division. January 1st, 2001, became detective sergeant. November 23rd, 2001, promoted to lieutenant. Around the same time frame, Tom Nolan served as the team leader for the Central Montgomery County SWAT team. And then June 2nd, 2006, he became lieutenant in the patrol division. October 1st to December 15th, 2006, he attended the FBI National Academy. June 1st, 2012, promoted to chief of police. January 1st, 2018, promoted to director of public safety and maintained his role as chief of police. Now, with all of that said, with sadness for me especially, Chief Nolan will be retiring from the Upper Marion Police Department as well as with his role as Public Safety Director effective August 9th, 2024. Tom is present with us this evening, and I would like all of us to give a round of applause for all of his accomplishments. So we added an item to our agenda, which will be item C on the agenda. Last night, we had a series of interviews and making final deliberations on the replacement for Chief Nolan. So tonight is our honor to say that we have selected Lieutenant Blaine Lease to be Chief Nolan's replacement. We'll have a transfer of power on the next month's business meeting on August 8th. So that was the item that we added on our agenda. I don't want to put you on the spot, Lieutenant, but if you'd like to make a comment, you may.
I had nothing planned.
You didn't know we were going to do this evening, so yes.
I'm very supportive of your employees. First, I'll say thank you to everybody. Thank you, sir.
You have to come back next month.
Next month.
Yeah, he's come back next month.
Like I said, I didn't have anything planned. I was here to support our new hires, but I just want to say thank you to everybody who are giving me this opportunity. I've served here for 18 years, and like Chief Nolan said, it's the best place in the world, and I wouldn't want to do it anywhere else. So I'll make you proud, and we're going to continue to work and do what the Chief has set up for us to succeed moving forward. So we're not having huge changes, and we're going to keep on moving forward, being the best that we can for our citizens and the board. So thank you very much.
Thank you. This was actually a bit of an unscripted part of our agenda, adding this on this evening, but we felt that with the announcement that I made earlier with Chief Nolan that we probably should make the announcement that we have a replacement in place, because we know that question will be coming quickly to us. So we don't need to take a vote on that this evening. That mostly just wanted to make the announcement for the public to know that there'll be a transfer of power next month then.